Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
State Treasurer David McRae is returning record amounts of money to Mississippians, whether it's through the College and Career Savings Program or the hundreds of millions in unclaimed money awaiting your claim. Treasurer David McRae says get your applications and claims in today. Treasury.ms.gov.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Okay, welcome to the show. The Eagle Hour is back on the road. We're with our great friends here at Ramey Motors down in Purvis, Mississippi. Bob, Dima, and Kelly, the Magnificent.
Yeah, he's long gone.
Yeah, he's gone.
I hope he didn't happen to wander into a convention in Dallas.
He might have. Yeah, he would have been kicked out.
Yeah.
Beaten up. I don't know.
He would already be.
He should be in New York right now. They seem to be really happy with, you know.
Yeah, a lot of foreigners there. He would probably get along real well with them.
Good
solemn Lord. Day, 25th anniversary of 9/11, and we haven't forgotten that. General Jeff Hammond, who people don't realize how close he came to losing his life on 9/11, and he can tell that story to us when we bring him on in the next hour. Dakota Baker's going to be joining us here from Ramey's as well. We're going to do picks this afternoon. We're going to have a good time, and at the same time, we do want to be remembering the importance of this day.
Where were you, Bob, when you understood what was really going on?
I was at my house. My wife called me from where she was at work.
So you're in Greenwood?
Greenville. She called me and told me that an airplane had hit the World Trade Center and that I should turn on the TV. And I turned it on, and not, I don't know, 10 minutes after I turned it on, the second plane hit the World Trade Center. Well, that's when everybody knew. And so I got in the car and went to where she was and stayed there with her and her cousin that owned the business she worked for. And we all watched it together. Until I got called to the radio station, Kelly, it was very odd because my secretary called and said, you need to come to the radio station. Something is wrong. And I said, well, what do you mean something's wrong? She says, somebody has taken over the station. We have no control over the radios. Well, they had initiated the emergency broadcast system. First time ever, I think. So that's where I was. How about you?
I was actually at a travel agency in Hattiesburg. Tony Mazingo was a circuit court judge, I think, here for years. He owned a travel agency, and we were there talking business. And then when the second one hit, of course, remember, initially they thought it was a little private Cessna plane that flew into the first one. But when you saw live pictures of the second one hitting the second tower, then that was a game changer.
Sure.
And I immediately went home. And I was riveted to the television for 3 days. But what further concerned me, my sister, who has since retired and moved to Hattiesburg, she was a longtime flight attendant with United Airlines and many times flew that Boston route.
Oh, my word.
And I tried to call her, no answer. I could not get a hold of her. Of course, human nature, lots of times we let our imaginations get the best of us. Now, praise God, I finally got a hold of her, and she said, yeah, everything was fine. But, wow, I, by far, in my 65 years, that is the most profound thing that has ever happened to me, and I wasn't even directly involved.
Without question.
And Dima, of course, you missed it. You weren't born yet, right? I mean,
I was not. I was okay. Not born yet. It was okay. A year and 4 months before my arrival in Moscow.
Okay.
So, yeah, no, very... very solemn day, obviously, 25th anniversary. You know, one thing I didn't realize about this day, I was looking, you know, I've been to New York three times, and I've been to the memorial, and it's one of the more moving experiences that you can do, is because the whole museum's underground, if you haven't been. So you ride down the escalator, and on the wall, it looks like this wall that we're sitting up right here, which is about a 15-foot wall. So you're riding down the escalator, and that's just... The
names?
No, it's the bracing of the World Trade Center underground.
Oh,
of where the actual tower was.
The foundation.
The foundation, yeah. And so it's really, really cool. And then there's a room in that museum called, it's called Just Voices. And it's like a, you know, like our radio station. You walk in and it's soundproof. You put on headphones and walk around to various points. And all you're hearing is phone calls from the planes, phone calls from the towers, phone calls from these things, you know, the air traffic control, trying to figure out what was going on, the military, all of these things. And it's a really, real moving experience.
That's the thing, too, Bob, is even when that plane hit the second tower, we as Americans weren't sure if it was over yet.
Correct.
You know, what was still to come. And, of course, we then learned about the Pentagon being hit and then the heroes over Pittsburgh or Pennsylvania that took that plane down.
Right.
So as to where it was going to end.
Yeah. And most people don't know this, but, you know, there's some famous actors that, you know, we know today that were, for example, Seth MacFarlane, you know, the Family Guy creator. He was booked to be on American Airlines Flight 11 that morning. He overslept and missed his flight. Mark Wahlberg and his friend were also originally scheduled to be on Flight 11, American Airlines 11. They changed their planes the day before. Michael Jackson had a meeting scheduled at the top of the World Trade Center on September 11th that he overslept for. So,
really?
Insanity.
And there's such a thing called survivor remorse that I'm sure that those people were going, why was I spared?
Right. You know? Well, I will tell you that this morning, and Dima just mentioned that, I listened to some of those. I posted some of that this morning on social media. And I'm not going to lie to you guys. I had tears in my eyes listening to it. It's just heartbreaking to hear these people calling their loved ones and telling them, I'm going to miss you. I love you. Don't forget how much I love you. It's just heart-wrenching.
There's a great film. It's United 93. And it's on 9/11, and most of it's on the plane that crashed in Pennsylvania that was, you know, overtaken by the passengers and stuff like that. And we don't know exactly where the plane was headed, but people all said, you know, it was probably the Capitol building. But the a lot of the movies also at the FAA and the military and all those calls and stuff. And a lot of the people in that movie play their own roles. And it is exceptionally good movie.
I'll tell you two things I remember, too. You have a lot of memories of it. But I remember my wife and I, the day after, or a couple of days after, we were driving down this street in Greenville, and we went by Washington School. And the kids there had taken cups, and on the fence in front of the school, they had written out, God bless America. And we both started crying when we saw that because we were pretty, you know, it was still raw.
Yeah.
And the next thing I remember, and this is odd, I remember sitting in my backyard, and this is like a week after 9/11, when I realized for the first time there was an airplane back up in the air. There was a commercial airplane flying. Because, you know, they didn't fly commercial aircraft for about a week.
Right.
And I don't know why that struck me, but I got emotional when I saw the airplane in the sky that night. The whole thing is just heart-wrenching. And, golly, when I see things like the mayor of New York and a sitting member of Congress chuckling it up and laughing today during the ceremony where they're reading the names of the dead people, you just absolutely want to hit them in the head with a bat. Am I wrong?
Nope. I don't think that's I don't think that should be a debatable opinion. You know, that's just.
No.
You know, I often think, you know, how the divisive this country is now, you know, as versus 25 years ago. If something along that scale were to happen again, you know, we saw the country come together after Pearl Harbor. We saw the country come together after 9/11. If something on that scale happened again today, I really wonder what the response would be from Americans. Because during the COVID-19 pandemic, the response was divisiveness.
Correct.
It was riots. It was everything that you wouldn't want to see, when it should have been we as Americans getting together, figuring out how to fight this thing. It turned into political stuff. And I wonder, you know, and I hate to say this, but I think it would be more like 2020 than it would have been in 2001, everybody came together. You know, we were going to fight terrorism, went to Iraq, went to Afghanistan, all these things. Now, obviously, there's certain debates about those wars, but.
And we all, what I worry about, because we say that we'll never forget, and I certainly won't, but my question is, and Dima was born close enough to that time, but will the teenagers of today, will the toddlers and grade schoolers today, will they?
I don't think so.
Will that memory?
Dima's an unusual young man for his age, but I read an article earlier this week. I think it was only like 5 or 6 states in the whole country teach anything about 9/11 in history class. How depressing is that?
Well, that's kind of why our educational numbers are going way down as a country compared to other countries.
I was talking to a couple of students, and they didn't even know who Osama bin Laden even was.
Isn't that sad?
It's unbelievable. By the way, another great movie, Zero Dark Thirty.
That is a great movie. That'll make you proud to be an American there, won't it?
You were talking about the movie United 93.
Yes, and really great movie.
And my sister flew for United. I found it riveting, but yet difficult to get through.
It is.
It is so nerving. It's still fresh in my mind.
And a lot of those people are playing their same roles.
Yeah.
And which is unbelievable.
I'm going to say this.
And they depict the hijacking in the plane and everything. Yeah.
Some don't think you're supposed to say this, but this is a fact. All of those Americans were killed by Islamic terrorists. No one should be afraid to say that. Islamic terrorists killed 3,000 Americans 25 years ago today.
And I remember about a month later, I was flying to the West Coast for something and out of Jackson. And there was a person, obviously from the Middle East, by his attire. And he was being wanted, and he was raising Cain because he was picked out of a crowd. And he said, well, you know, you're just wanting me because I'm Middle Eastern. And somebody else made a comment, which I won't repeat, but he acted like he was surprised. You know, like
yeah, well, we should be right. Yeah. All right, when we come back, General Jeff Hammond almost lost his life on 9/11. He's going to join us, and then we'll move on to sports. Super Talk Eagle Hour at Ramey Motors down in Purvis.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Okay, everybody, welcome back. Super Talk Eagle Hour is at Ramey Motors down here in Purvis, and Dakota Baker has just joined us. He's going to be jumping here in this segment in just a few minutes, and we'll be talking about some of the good stuff taking place down here at Ramey Motors. But before we do that, we want to bring General Jeff Hammond on the Eagle Hour, and we're very, very glad and very appreciative that he would come on. Probably no one in the Pine Belt has a better understanding of what happened 25 years ago than General Hammond. He was actually at the Pentagon when the airplane hit the Pentagon, had just left the area of the building just a couple of moments before the impact where the aircraft actually hit the Pentagon. So General Hammond came very close to losing his life on 9/11. So General, that day followed up with you leading our combat troops into Iraq following 9/11. This must be an especially emotional day for you. And I ask you to come on the show here to just tell our listeners what, sir, you think people should be remembering this day.
Well, it is an emotional day. There's some things in life you never forget. I can never forget that moment. I can still smell the jet fuel. I can still see the ceiling coming in, the secretary screaming, the horror of the whole thing. And I think that this country, 25 years later, we have a very short memory, we seem to be forgetting. And I hope that particularly the newer, younger generations are properly educated on what happened that day. We were brutally assaulted by Islamic terrorists of this day that are still brutally trying to assault this nation's freedom. And the thing we always got to understand, despite our many differences internally within the nation, I still hope that when you push us over the edge, that we come together. But I just, to me, the big lesson is I hope we don't have to have another 9/11 for us to come together. I hope it's good enough we have a past where we've suffered such as we did on 25 years ago to this day, and that's good enough to cause us to come together, to stand strong, and to stand up for the freedoms that we've been so blessed with, and the freedoms that have been bought on the shoulders of the loss of lives of millions of Americans over the last 250 years.
Yes. You lost friends on 9/11 that very day, didn't you, General?
I did. I had some staff mates who stayed in our office area who were there, and I stepped out to go take a phone call, and just as I stepped out is when the plane struck. I climbed back into the wreckage a few hours later, and that's when I discovered that they, it's like a Coke can, have been crushed and still on fire. So, yes, we lost some incredible human beings who were all about service to their country and support to the effort of freedom for this country. So, yeah, lest we never forget. I hope we can never forget that.
General, the Statue of Liberty says, you know, send me, you're tired, you're poor, you're hungry, and so on. And there are those that will say that times have changed, with no disrespect to anyone, but, and that maybe this country needs to reconsider sending the poor and the hungry and so on. And again, I have no hatred in my heart toward anyone that is that wants to play by the rules, so to speak. But have we come to a point in this country where maybe that needs to be rethought?
I'll say this. This nation has stood the test for, you know, a little over 250 years based on the a Judeo-Christian values-based birth that's embedded in a miracle from God, the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. Who we are, what we are, and what we must hold on to in order to survive another 250 years is right there. It's in our past. Our founding fathers put that out there in front for us. Things haven't changed. I mean, God hasn't changed. The Bible hasn't changed. I think we've sacrificed certain key components that have led people to think it's change, and foremost, in my opinion, those key components are God and family. And when you sacrifice that and replace it with something else, you get confused. You start to formulate a different way of doing things. But listen, we stood the test of time. We have our flaws, we have our warts as a nation, but we stood the test of time. We're the one nation everyone in the world wants to be like at the end of the day. So I still stand behind the guiding principles and the guiding formulas that stood this country up on its legs, and believe that is the key to the future.
General, I want to thank you for coming on the show. I just couldn't think of anybody better to talk to or to hear from on this day than you. And we're glad you survived that day. We're glad you live to lead our troops into battle and take care of them and come back home with all of us. And thank you, sir, very much for your time today.
Thank you, Bob. You guys take care of yourself. And may God please, please bless this country.
General Jeff Hammond, everybody. Dakota Baker joins us here from Ramey's. Kind of a somber day, Dakota. I told Kelly one reason I like coming down here. This building is full of American men. I mean, you guys are everybody here represents to me what still is the best part of America. Good, honest, Christian, working guys. And that's what Ramey's is, isn't it?
That's what we do here, man. I mean, you got ammunition, you got stuff to feed your family with down here, fishing supplies, tractors. I mean, we can we got everything, and it's still we need to find that one more thing to add, and I just can't figure out what it is. And I mean, we just what is it, Kelly? What can we do? What else can we?
Well, the snacks aren't over there. That could be.
Demo, we were waiting later in the show for that.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, they
learned that lesson.
That was going to be my only complaint. But Dakota, if you have too many things here. Because sometimes in marketing, when you say Ramey Motors, people have that assumption that all you are, but you're also Power Sports, which that's kind of been included. But if you get too big, you might have to rebrand.
And that's the thing. We know we launched a few different websites, marine and RVs and all this stuff. And then finally, we just had to go back to the same principle to where if you click on Ramey Motors MS, you have the first link up top is Power Sports. Because that's what a lot of people look for. I mean, the broad spectrum of everything we have here. That's what makes us a lot more successful, too, because, I mean, you got, like, people think that all this over here, that's just to bring in more customers to see what we have. I mean, y'all know just as well as I do, there's not a lot of retail here, like, as in just sure. Not a lot of profit. But you get somebody in here that had no idea about you, man, that sucker may buy a big tractor from you, a boat, ATV, side-by-side, lawnmower, a used vehicle. So, I mean, we just try to keep the spectrum mm-hmm. open for everybody. That way, it is a true one-stop shop.
I just saw a lady come in here and buy crickets.
Yeah, crickets, worms. I mean, we hadn't got into the minnows yet, but I mean, I think that that's something we're talking about next year, having live.
She was going brim fishing.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I mean, and you think about it, I mean, people like pet stores will come here and buy us out of stuff like that sometimes because they can't get it. But I mean, every Saturday, I mean, you're going to sell 4 or 5 tons of corn, 30 tubes of crickets, 20 boxes of worms. So it keeps that side busy down there and just gets more people and more eyes in here.
Before you got in here today, Bob, I saw Dakota sell a big old tractor. Over here.
Is that right?
That customer right there has been with me here for 8 years, and every 2 years buys a brand new tractor.
And you would attribute the success of Ramey Motors clearly to your association with the Eagle Hour. Is
absolutely,
that correct?
Absolutely, man. I mean, this place here, I mean, it, y'all getting us out on the radio has truly helped. And I do have buddies that pick on me all the time. The first year I done it, I stuttered a little bit and had to have Luke and Kelly kind of coach me through it. Yeah. And then I got made fun of a lot, so then I had to get my game face on. Yeah.
I thought maybe they were making fun of you because we called you the best baseball player ever.
Well, let's not even get that brought back up. Good Lord, I have people calling me out, and I'm like, man, it's an inside joke. Y'all got that is an inside joke. Like, okay, well, I mean, I know you're a good man, but there's – I said, look, there's been better players come through forever, so I can assure you.
Now that the Parkers have put that entire argument to bed, right?
They've replaced you.
I mean, we got a national freshman of the year, and then JoJo's tearing it up in Dunedin and moved him up to Vancouver, doing really good up there. They're in the – are they in the –
Pacific Coast League.
Yeah, they're up that way. So, and yeah, I mean, dude, that's awesome to see, man. And you still had some great guys, Ryan Lovedog, and people forget about Junior Walt.
Yeah.
I mean, Junior Walt's the only one from Purvis that ever stepped on a major league student.
September, what is the biggest selling item now that we've moved into the fall?
Heading into deer season, baby.
I mean, Kelly just said it, deer season. It's food plot season, so, you know, tractor packages are huge. And then, of course, our side-by-sides, they just launched 1.9% rates on all those out there. So, I mean, that's going to help us push them throughout for deer season. Food plots are really, you know, 26, 36, 41. Horse package deals that you can literally back up to, hook to it, and in mm-hmm. 15 minutes you're approved, sign paper, you're gone.
You know, I've got a lot of fun memories. We've been coming down here for 10 years. Do you remember the day, I think this was my best one, the day Kelly left in the little tiny car and you guys were all talking about it was the circus car.
Lean on me.
And that car did not lean to one side.
Well, yes,
more the front camber on it. Oh. Was just
It had some suspension issues.
We just needed to tighten that one.
Why don't
you just
stick around with us? We're going to fix talk some high school football and Southern Miss football, and you'll fit right in.
There we go.
And when I bought that car, it had suspension issues.
We're at Ramey Motors down here in Purvis with our buddy Dakota Baker. We'll be right back.
Southern Miss to the top.
Back here at Ramey Motors in Purvis, Mississippi, Bob, Kelly, Dakota,
and me, Dio Mixon.
And Power Sports.
Yes. We are going to talk a little high school football. Trellis Williams, TSJW Network. Trellis, are you on the line with us?
I'm here. I'm right here. Glad to be with y'all again.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
all right,
welcome
man.
Back.
Let's get into some high school football action. I want to start with the game that's going to be about 5 minutes away from where we're at right now, Battle of Highway 589, Summerall. Obviously, really tough week for the Summerall community in the loss of Chance Daniels, as we documented on the show on Monday afternoon. They come down to play Purvis in the Battle of Highway 589. Emotional game expected tonight, Trellis. What do you see? How do you see this game kind of, you know, playing out? And what do you expect Summerall to be like, you know, in the wake of the tragic news this week?
Yeah, I mean, Demon, we were talking about this just yesterday. I mean, it definitely we're praying for that community. I know that they're reeling from that. Just a tough thing for anybody to deal with, but especially a football team in the middle of the season, just very tough there. I actually think that the emotions are going to affect both the teams in this game. I think it's going to be an emotional night. I think there's going to be a little bit of sloppiness out there just because, I mean, listen, this is kind of, you know, we love high school football, but it's secondary to people's lives, you know what I mean? But, you know, I think Summerall's going to win. I think Summerall is the better team, the more talented team, but I think it's going to be barely. I got them 24-20 over Purvis, but I think overall it's just going to be kind of a tough night.
Let me ask you real quickly about this. You live here, Dakota. You like what he just said?
I mean, I don't think he's wrong, but I'm still pulling from a tornado. I mean, I think we upset him, but I think it's going to be on a late field goal.
That would be reversed from last season.
It would be.
Unless Summerall took that game in a game-winning field goal last year.
I called the Summerall game last week against Jeff Davis County. Let me tell you, Summerall's got a couple of receivers that are going under the radar, and they're a lot faster than people give them credit for. Anytime you burn that JDC secondary, you've got some wheels.
Yeah, there's not going to be much man coverage going on.
And Trent Daniels, that freshman quarterback that Summerall's got, if they keep him healthy, he's already 6'1", and he's a true freshman. Terrific athlete. I got Summerall in that game.
Trellis, more games tonight, obviously all over the state, but another local area game, big game, Hattiesburg at Oak Grove. Obviously last year this one did not turn out well for Hattiesburg, 48-7 Oak Grove winners. Two completely different teams, it feels like, you know, going into Oak Grove tonight.
Right, absolutely. I don't think it's going to be that bad for Hattiesburg like it was last year. You know, they had a lot of things to figure out at the beginning of the year. New coach, had guys out at that time and all that kind of thing, and they were able to shape up later in the season. I still have Oak Grove winning this game. Oak Grove's hosting the game. They had two really tough opponents come in there, and the Warriors now are getting accustomed to playing in at home, and I think they're going to win this game. Dima, what's interesting is I was talking to you about this on our show yesterday. I actually think Hattiesburg is going to do a little better than I originally had them. I originally had it 35-7 Oak Grove. I think I'm going to have it 35-21 Oak Grove. I think Hattiesburg is going to put up a little bit more of a fight than I originally thought, but I do think the Warriors are just better on both sides of the football.
And I think you're starting to see the separation in classifications between Oak Grove and Hattiesburg. If they each had the same roster size, I think this game is a lot closer. But with Oak Grove being a 7A, and I think Hattiesburg's a 5A now. Are they 6A? Okay, I think they might be a lower. Yeah, they might be a lower 6A. I see that gap widening a little bit. But I too have Oak Grove winning. But it's always a lot of flags flying.
Oh, yeah, a lot of
chirpy,
band
chirpy,
playing.
Chirpy, yep. chirpy.
Intensity.
Yeah, what about some other games, Trellis, across the state?
Right, one game I really like is Mize and McGee. I know that we're going into some small schools there. That's a 2A and a 3A. But I like that game. I think it's a really interesting game. McGee last week played their rivalry game with Mendenhall, the Simpson County Super Bowl. And they were up 15-0 at halftime to Mendenhall, who's been doing real well, but Mendenhall ended up winning 33-15. So I know McGee's going to want to bounce back from that. Mize barely lost to PCS. But that's another 3A opponent that they played. I'm very interested to see how this game goes. I do have McGee winning, but I'm really interested in seeing that one. And probably the one that I think is the closest one in the whole state to me is Warren Central and Germantown. Because both of those teams, you know, started off pretty well. Germantown barely lost to Oak Grove last week. I do have Germantown winning this game, but barely in a high-scoring match. But I think that'll be a great one. I'm excited to see what happens there.
Now, Bob, I know that Trellis is our high school expert here, but I have to preview, though, for those who don't listen to our podcast, this man, Trellis Williams, predicted Mississippi State to go 9-3 this season in the SEC.
Were you drinking, Trellis, when you made that? Had you been drinking a lot that day?
Oh, no, man. Just drinking the Mississippi State Kool-Aid, man. Drinking that maroon Kool-Aid.
Charles,
here's the thing, man. It could happen.
Come on, Charles.
Hey, maybe 3-9. I got a great quarterback, dude, but I don't think there's much after him.
Charles, we are trying so hard to keep kids off drugs.
Oh, Charles, man. I heard you also had Southern Miss playing in the Sugar Bowl this year. Is that correct?
Okay, all right, well.
Maybe it was the R.L. Carrier Bowl.
Charles, man, thank you, man. We look forward to having you back on each and every week.
Absolutely. No, it's great.
Hey, Travis, and look, when we start making fun of you, that's when you know we like you.
Yeah.
So, I know that was high on your list of concerns, but but look, man, you're welcome here, and we're grateful to you for coming on our show, buddy.
Oh, no, glad that you're having me. Absolutely.
All right, man.
You know, we haven't had much time this show to talk about the game tomorrow, Southern Miss at Auburn.
Yep.
32.5-point favorites. I went back, and obviously we had the Auburn beat writer on the show yesterday, kind of did a more in-depth breakdown. Kelly, I do not know how Southern Miss is going to move the football. Auburn's defense is really strong.
Which means if with a 33-ish-point spread, so they don't think that Auburn's going to score as much as the over-under, I think, on Auburn's individual output is 44.5. So you got to bet, obviously, under 44 or over 45. So that's kind of a wonky number there. But you're right. It doesn't matter how well you play if you can't score any points. And yeah. I think that's what it comes down to.
Well, I think the trouble is going to come from not being able to run the football. Then you put all the pressure on a kind of an unproven passing attack. And I'm assuming they're – defensive backfield's no slouch at all.
I mean, it's going to be 6'2", 200-pound corners versus USM's 5'11".
Dakota, I think it illustrates, too, the gap. Auburn is not an upper echelon SEC football team, but Demon, I've observed this last year. We were on the field prior to the Mississippi State game. They're not an upper echelon SEC team. And when we watch the third and fourth string offensive lines warming up, and you really couldn't tell any difference in the size of those guys in the first string. There's the difference, is it not?
We sat in the end zone and some sweets at Coca-Cola got us or whatever. Nonetheless, so the Mississippi State fan, they were upset first half when they were played. You know, was that 2 years ago they played here? Yeah. And they were just so upset. Oh, we're not playing good at all. And I said, look. I said, y'all are fixing to come out, and it's fixing to show you the difference between a Sun Belt team and an SEC team. And I said, no offense, y'all are at the bottom of the barrel, okay? You are. I mean, you really are. But I said, y'all are fixing to come out fresh. These guys ain't tired, and they're still – all these guys – just like you said, their third-string guys were out there warming up. I'm like –
That was last year, wasn't it, Dave?
Yeah, last year.
Last year.
And one thing that I was thinking about last night, I don't view Auburn as the same as the Texas and the Georgias, obviously, but I view them better than Mississippi State. And I think that, to me, is a little concerning, right? I think they're in the middle of that. And, last year, I think – Southern Miss has probably had their best chance to beat an SEC team last year at home against Mississippi State, especially with everything that team had. I just don't know if this team can go on the road in front of 80,000 folks at night and pull it off. They would need They need to play a really, really strong, perfect game.
My biggest concern is I go back a couple of years ago to that when they opened against Florida State, and it seemed to me the team was demoralized after that. My concern is something like that happening.
Yeah, that would be the concern. And obviously, you want to get out of there healthy. You know, that's kind of the biggest.
I'll tell you why I'm not concerned with the demoralization part, Bob, is because you got a different general.
You got a much better coach.
Yeah, I think that Blake Anderson's been through this before. He's won some championships in the Sun Belt. He knows what this game is all about.
He knows what he's doing. And I was interested. I heard you comment on we brought up Coach Anderson wearing the Jesus is King shirt. And you're like the three of us. You thought that was wonderful.
I thought it was amazing, man. I mean, he's saying what other people are just kind of scared to and in our faith. And sometimes I think we're so pushy with social media and what do people think about Southern? I mean, it doesn't matter. That's that, at the end of the day, what did the general say? God and family.
That's it.
And that's what
that's all that matters.
And he's shaping young men, hopefully, that way. And that's what you want.
I mean, in the end, those are the only important things in life.
Yes, who cares if you make it here or there? But at the end of the day, we're all going to the same place, right? We're all going to be 6 foot under, right? And if your faith in Jesus, I mean, you're gonna be in a way better place than we could ever imagine here. Ever.
For I'm not ashamed of the gospel.
No, although Dakota's used to saying some pretty controversial things, I happen to know in the employee pool this weekend, Deming, he has taken Texas to beat your Ohio State Buckeyes.
No comment.
Controversy runs amok here on
that
the Eagle Hour.
That is going to be a good football game.
I'm going McConaughey.
All right, we're
going
to do picks. You're going to stick around?
Absolutely.
All right, we're at Ramey Motors, and we love being down here with these guys.
And Power Sports.
And right by tires. We're sitting right by tires. We'll be right back.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Oh, man. Welcome back. Super Talk Eagle Hour. Is it Ramey Motors? Always fun down here. And some of the things we say to Kelly in the breaks are just, people wouldn't probably believe it. But doesn't surprise you, does it, Dakota?
No, not a bit. Dima beat me to the punch earlier. So.
All right. We'll do picks. Get to it, Dima. Let's go. Come on.
All right.
Dima.
Let's do it. All right. Here we go. We're going to start down in the bayou. The Fighting Green Wave, once again in our picks.
Okay, I thought you meant the LSU. The outlaw team.
No. South Alabama, the Jaguars at Tulane. Tulane getting 9.5 at home against the Jags. No. Will Hall's never beaten, by the way.
No, Tulane is favored.
Yeah, so they're giving 9.5.
Yeah,
they're giving. Sorry, my bad.
No, that's
go ahead.
Okay. I'll take the Jags and the points. Absolutely. Absolutely we'll take the Jags on the points.
If Will Hall loses that game.
I didn't say they were going to lose.
Yeah, I have zero faith in Will Hall.
Hey, well, you got to pick it straight up, too, though.
Oh, well, I'll take Tulane straight up.
Tulane straight up, South Alabama with the points.
Yes.
Okay.
Not me. I've seen Will Hall coach too many games. I'm going with South Alabama straight up.
I'm going to go Tulane. I think the Green Wave is going to put it on them.
Yeah, I think Tulane gets it right this week. I think South Alabama covers. I think it's close. All right, Oklahoma at Michigan. Michigan is a 5.5-point underdog at home to the Sooners, 43.5.
I'll take Oklahoma both ways.
Boomer Sooner.
I'm with you, Boomer Sooner.
I normally would never pick the Big Ten to lose to the SEC.
But they're going to lose.
Well, they play go ahead.
But don't forget that there will be an extra second in this game for Michigan.
Yeah, I heard the game will be
60 minutes and 1 second.
Yeah. Yeah. They played last week, Kalawah Tech.
Kalawah Tech.
Almost.
Kalawah Tech.
I'm picking Oklahoma to win and cover. Yeah. All right, let's go to Mississippi State at Minnesota.
Minnesota's a 1.5-point favorite at home, but I like the Gophers. I think Mississippi State's improved, but I'm going to take the Gophers outright and to cover.
I can't support anything from Minnesota. I think Mississippi State wins.
I think the quarterback goes off up there. I mean, I think he's got something to prove with all the hype behind
State's
him.
State's better than
they
people
are better
than
they think. I think they cover, and I think they win, and I think they win by at least 10.
Yeah, I think
Minnesota 52-0. All right.
Did you say Minnesota?
Yeah.
The Fighting Omar.
Big Ten over the SEC. The SEC doesn't understand how good the Big Ten is.
Up in Minnesota.
All right, let's go Memphis at Boise. This is a big group of five game as far as playoff implications. Memphis at Boise State. Boise State 8.5-point home favorites.
Memphis wins the game outright.
Wow.
This is Huff's year.
Memphis wins the game, and immediately after, Huff announces he's going to Arkansas.
Okay. All right.
I like Boise, man. I thought they looked good last week. I'm going Boise. I'm not a Huff guy. I don't think he can do it against Boise.
I don't think he's as good a coach as anybody else.
It's a long trip. That's my only concern. They did just go to Las Vegas. But, it's going to be close. I got Memphis covering Boise State outright. All right, this is the game of the week outside of Southern Miss Auburn, of course. Ohio State at Texas. Texas, a 1.5-point home favorite, the over-under 49.5.
Ohio State wins and covers.
Until someone shows me they can beat Ohio State, I'm going with the Buckeyes.
I'm going with Arch Manning and them legs. I hope he, McConaughey, all right, here we go. That's what I'm hoping for.
I do not trust Steve Sarkisian to win a big game. Ryan Day over Steve Sarkisian, 27-26 Ohio State.
Now, do we have to get between you two?
No.
I don't think it's going to be that close.
I think it's going to be really close.
I think it's going to be a dogfight.
Yeah,
sure.
I think it's going to be a banger. Which, by the way, kudos to these two teams for playing a game
absolutely
like this.
Yeah,
heck yeah, this is good for college football.
Nobody's 1,000%. Playing. Who are they not playing this week? Tallawah Tech. All right.
Yeah, well, Tallawah Tech.
That's who they played last week.
Can we schedule them?
we need to. They didn't. They scheduled Auburn. Auburn giving 32.5 at home against the Golden Eagles. Does Southern Miss cover? I'm sure we're all picking Auburn to win, but does Southern Miss cover the 32.5?
When are they pulling the starters?
Yeah, you know what? Seriously?
And it's not Miami.
Call me crazy, but I think Southern Miss covers 32.5. Okay. Not by much, but I think they cover it.
So what's your score?
Not too many to not enough.
42-14.
42-14.
42-14.
So that would be Auburn covering.
Look, yeah, I love Southern Miss. I'm a Southern Miss guy, but I don't think Southern Miss covers or beats Auburn. I just think Auburn's an SEC team, and I just think the difference in the second half will get ugly.
I
hope I'm wrong.
I just don't know how Southern Miss is going to consistently drive the ball.
I don't think it's
going to be difficult.
It's going to have to be a big explosive pass play or something.
I had it at 45-9, three field goals for Southern Miss, but that is Auburn covering barely. Yeah. So 45-9.
And that's what I think. I think Auburn will.
It's a big spread.
I think Southern will cover.
But I want to say this. I don't think anybody should judge the rest of the year on what happens tomorrow night.
No.
They're not going to play Auburn again after tomorrow night.
Nope.
But like Jeremy McClain said, the naming of the stadium, that's additional money. We're not going to give up these big money games.
We're not going to quit playing those games.
Right.
And Jeremy's always honest, and
sure,
he was honest about that yesterday.
You got to do that.
Kev, we got time for one more.
Yeah.
Let's jump to the NFL. Cincinnati and Tampa.
I didn't even have to hear the other team. The other team other than Cincinnati will win.
Yeah.
And Joe Burrow probably gets hurt.
I'm going after Baker. I love Baker. I think he is a dog, and I think he's fixing to go out there and prove that contract he just signed.
I think he's
that he is worthy.
They're going to stomp Cincinnati, aren't they?
They're going to put a mud hole in him.
Just because he played at Tallawah Tech.
Pick real quick, Sander.
The Fighting Omars in Minnesota over Mississippi.
Fighting Omars.
I thought we were talking about Tampa Bay.
No, Tampa Bay will beat Cincinnati.
Well, where'd you get Omar?
From the Minnesota.
We already picked that game.
The Minnesota.
I know. I just wanted to emphasize that's the team.
The Fighting Omars.
There's nobody hurting.
Are they working out at the Learing Center?
Yes.
The snacks are out.
That's because we're leaving. They caught on. They're not done down here. Thank you, Dakota.
Absolutely, guys. We appreciate it.
Ramey Motors. Come buy all your stuff.
And Power Sports.
Ramey Motors and Power Sports. Southern Miss.
To the top.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.